For WBAI in New York, I'm Linda Perry. The blizzard hitting our area now has a name. It's called Juno. The nor'easter is expected to intensify and become heavy beginning this evening. Travel will be completely crippled by tomorrow morning.
Go slow. Take a lot of precautions. Even walking, be careful this evening as this storm will intensify very quickly.
This afternoon, Mayor de Blasio laid out emergency plans. He said New York City's roadways will only be available to emergency vehicles. This starts at 11 p.m. No food delivery, bicycles, nothing that has to do with leisure will be permitted on the street.
What we're trying to do is plan for the worst, not for the best scenario. Based on what we know now, and assuming even a little worse than what's been projected, we are declaring this emergency at 11 p.m.
The city doesn't know when the ban will be lifted. It will continue until the situation is considered safe. De Blasio made the remarks while issuing a state of emergency during a briefing on the snowstorm. By 6 p.m., New York City parks will be closed because of the potential risk of falling branches, and public schools will be closed tomorrow, Tuesday. Regents exams for high schoolers will be rescheduled, according to New York City Schools Chancellor Carmen Farina.
Most importantly, for parents of high school students, the regents that were scheduled for tomorrow have been rescheduled for Thursday, and they are global history and geography, integrated algebra, comprehensive testing in writing and in mathematics for special education students. The regents that were scheduled for today, we asked permission and received to start an hour earlier so students could leave earlier from school, and we also canceled professional development for teachers for Monday. So we are very hopeful that everyone will get home safely. It is really important also that parents consider the safety of their children, and in the coming the days between today and tomorrow, that they keep the kids home, and reading a good book is not a bad way to spend a day off from school. But we're also cautioning them that there will be dangerous situations out in the streets, and that may not be the best place for them to be.
Alternate side parking is canceled through Wednesday. Garbage pickups are suspended. The mayor is urging that people not dig out their cars.
There's no reason to dig out your car until this emergency order is lifted. So a simple way to say it is, you're not going anywhere until we lift the emergency order. I would urge people not to dig out their car until that time.
De Blasio says if New Yorkers need info, 311 is the best bet, or nyc.gov, but use 911 for real emergencies. The Department of Homeless Services is out. Call 911 if you see someone in danger.
Every time we face one of these situations, we as New Yorkers can help our fellow New Yorkers, our neighbors, by checking in on them, particularly if they happen to be senior citizens or disabled, or people have any special need. It's important to be there for your neighbors. Check on them today, check on them tomorrow, make sure they have what they need.
The mayor says people with heat or hot water problems should report it immediately to 311. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.